Chickens produced by contract poultry farmers are actually owned by the companies they produce for, such as Perdue and Mounterre. And that means they were not eligible for the USDA's Coronavirus Food Assistance Program funds. That technicality left them high and dry when things soured during the pandemic. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan spoke about these farmers' struggles amid COVID-19.
Just like any other small business, which they are, they're really struggling. And it would affect us if we don't have these great family farms continuing to produce, and the supply chain would be interrupted, and then people wouldn't be getting their chicken, and they certainly would be paying a lot more for it if we lost all these farmers.
Because many processing facilities took fewer chickens during the height of the pandemic to improve safety, many farmers were forced to kill the chickens, also known as depopulation, without selling them. The grants will provide up to $1,000 per chicken house up to 5 houses. Additionally, farmers who had to depopulate their houses will get $1,500 per house with no limit. Governor John Carney says he hopes this shows the state supports its poultry industry, specifically the family farms involved. Roman Battaglia, Delaware Public Media.